Chapter 5, Structuring the Deal. In this chapter, you will learn how to structure your deal so that it looks professional. This is going to be so essential when it comes to presenting your deal to a lender. This is a lesson in marketing. That's all this is. The more organized and professional your deal looks, the more experienced and professional you will look to the potential lenders. You want money? Well, do what no one else is willing to do. Structure your deal in a professional way. Look, structuring will also provide the lender with the necessary information required to make a really fast decision. The more information you give to a lender, the faster they can make a decision. You certainly do not want to put the property under contract and then find out you cannot get the necessary funds to close. That's embarrassing, and you just lost an opportunity. This is not good for your business or good for your reputation if that happens. And all you need to do is present the analysis and the necessary information for your deal in a very organized fashion. This will also be an important step that you will be required to do in the next chapter when you build your perfect loan proposal. So this leads into the next one. Here it is. It's very simple. All you need to do is follow the system that I've created. And I've created a system in this business that's going to allow you to quickly structure your deal. So here's the information you need and how you need to prepare it. So step number one, first, we have the deal, right? This is your analysis of the deal. The specifics about the property, how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, square footage, type of property, desired strategy that you want to go after. Are you going to wholesale it? Are you going to flip it? Are you going to do a BRRRR strategy, a rental strategy? And are you going to profit on either one? What is the profit going to be? And if you're going to rent it out, how much is the monthly rent going to be? How much are you going to net out? Okay, what is your cash on cash return? All these things should be structured in the deal. The other thing that's really important, when you do this, when you structure your deal, I want you to think of this like a really well-done designed brochure. I want everything to be I want your logos on things. I want your colors on things. I want you to come up with a systemized way. And I'm going to give you an example of this, okay? If you go to chrisnoggle.com and you go to audiobook, in there, we're going to give you an example of a structured deal. And I'm going to show you how we do it. We have a tool called the spec sheet. Again, you can buy the spec sheet. It is a template that allows you to put all this information on two pieces of paper, and that spec sheet can be bought at flipoutacademy.com/shop. Let's go to step number two. Step number two, after you've already got the deal all structured out, we want to know what is the scope of work. So this can be a scope of work outlining all the detailed renovations you plan to do. Or you can just include the contractor quotes, but you probably should go through and summarize the contractor quotes. No one wants to look through contractor quotes. They just want to know what is it you're doing to the property and how much is it going to cost. So show the cost, show the specific work that's going to be done to bring this property to the finish line. Step number three, you're going to want to show the comparable sales. So what comps, that's what they're called, comparable sales, what comps did you use to support your ARV? If you're saying that your fair market value of your property is going to be X, well, you need to prove that because the proof is in the pudding. You can pull your own comps by using Zillow. I don't suggest that. Trulio or Realtor.com, but I certainly don't think any of those are accurate. I seriously suggest building a relationship with a realtor or a broker, and they can help you put together a CMA, a comparative market analysis, or a BPO, which is a broker's price opinion. And if you don't have a relationship and you don't find a realtor that will do this, well, the next step is get yourself some software that will allow you on the fly to pull comps. The software we use is called FlippingEdge.com. Check it out. It's not expensive, and it does everything that I just told you. Step number four, sometimes comps just don't get it done. Maybe your property is in an area where there are no good comps, or maybe you just need that extra step. So step number four is an appraisal. Now, this isn't free, and this is also not required, but it will strengthen your deal to the lender or borrower. And there's two types of appraisals. You see, there's an as-is appraisal, which is how much your property is going to be worth in its present condition. And then the one we use, the one that we love, that will support your ARV is called an as-complete appraisal. The as-complete appraisal will give you the value based on the scope of work you provided the appraiser, because now the appraiser knows the work you're going to do, and then they can go find comps and they can come up with a price your ARV, based on the future work you're going to do in the property. In other words, this is going to be an accurate representation of what the bank will value your property at. Think of this as like predicting the future. And this is super important. If you're going to do a BRRRR strategy, if you're going to keep this property for a rental, or you're going to use a community bank to take out your private lender, how nice would it be to know exactly what the appraised value will be when you do all the work? That's cheating. But that's not cheating. It's just being smart. This strategy will give you a close estimate to the amount the bank's going to give you. And an appraisal is only going to cost you between $300 for a single family up to a few thousand dollars for a multifamily. It literally is a small price to pay to predict the future value of your property. Step number five, and this is very important, photos. Photos, photos. You want to include photos showing every single room, the mechanicals, anything that's important in your deal. Anything that that property has that you think somebody like a lender would want to see. Or I want you to think of this as member strategy one, your wholesale. This kit, this structured deal, it can also work for your wholesaler. So if you give this to an investor to wholesale the deal to them, you want this to give them an accurate representation of what this deal looks like, the same way a lender would want to look at it. Because, hey, why not do work once and have it serve multi-functions? You also want to add sometimes a Google Maps link, something that will show you where this deal is. Because a lot of times, you know, everything is location, location, location. Google Maps allows us to put a link in there, and that will show exactly where this property is so somebody can get an understanding of it. And check out how we incorporate all these things in the kit that I'm going to give you access to. Everything is in there. Everything looks the same. It's all branded. It has our logo on it. It has our contact information, our email. Everything looks professional. You put it together, you staple it together, or put it in a three-ring binder, and you have the perfect marketing kit that will work for the investors you want to wholesale to, as well as every lender and every bank you ever want to present your deal to.
Hey, Chris, I was wondering if there would be a reason why you wouldn't need to use an appraiser to check the value of the property.
Well, the main reason you're going to use an appraisal is just so that you have something concrete. There's no one that's going to argue an appraisal. The banks use appraisals. So if you have an appraisal and you bring that to a lender, the lender can't really argue that you're giving them the wrong ARV or the wrong price that you think the property will be worth. It's just a foolproof way of showing the lender or the potential buyer who you might assign your property or wholesale your property to, they can't argue that the appraisal is the appraisal because that's what a bank would use. If you come to them and you just give them an ARV and you say, hey, I think this house is worth $200,000, they might say, I don't think it's worth $200,000. And the only fallback you have if you didn't do an appraisal are the comps that you pulled, which comps can vary. You might have only picked the properties worth the most. They might have gone in and looked at the same comps as you, but picked lower priced properties. So now all of a sudden you've lost credibility. You might have lost trust because you're coming in at the high price. They're coming in at the low price. If you use an appraisal, you just say, here it is. I don't know. This is the same appraisal the bank uses. So that's how much the property's worth. It just takes the guesswork out.